Hey, this your girl Shawana doing another podcast. I'm still excited by doing this My Exes movement, letting go and let God take control. I know it's been a while since I've been talking. Been a little busy. Been doing other things. Trying to go down this path that God has me going down. Stepping out of the box. That's what I've been doing. Stepping out of the box. Taking new adventures and not being afraid to let go and let God take control. I hope what I'm saying is helping somebody, because that's what it's all about. Telling my truth and just being encouraging to others. And I hope everyone's having a happy Saturday, because I am. So I just want to talk about, for these little snippets, about never let anyone keep you inside a box and tell you that you're not good enough. That's what I want to talk about for these little few minutes. Not being put inside a box and not anyone telling you that you're good enough. A lot of times we're put in a box, especially with society, because society has a way that we're supposed to dress, how we're supposed to think, how we're supposed to act, how we're supposed to look. And a lot of times we take that to heart. We have a complex of how we're supposed to be, how our hair's supposed to look, how we're supposed to dress, how we're supposed to talk, how we're supposed to act, the jobs that we're supposed to have, the men or women we're supposed to date and marry. And it's all about how society has this thing of how this is what the norm is and this is how you're supposed to be. But we have to decide about who we're supposed to be, not society or anybody else. We have to be the ones to step out that box and not be in that box and let someone tell us that we're not good enough because of how we look or how we dress, how we talk or think, and the job we have, or the clothes we wear, the house we live in, the car we drive, or the man or woman we date or marry. We have to change that. Because God made us all. And He made no one to be perfect. He made us to be the way He wants to be, with flaws and all. All of us have came short of His glory. And all we have to do is ask for forgiveness. But He loves us despite us. Because in His eyes, we're all filthy rags. So who am I to say that I'm better? Who are you? So that's what I want to talk about for a little minute. I was just looking at a movie earlier about that, and that topic just came into my mind about that. The movie's about a young lady. All her life, her mother groomed her to be perfect, that she had to have straight hair. She had to wear these certain type of clothes. This is the type of man she's supposed to marry. This is the life that she's supposed to live. You have to be perfect all the time. No, you don't. And she thought this man wanted to marry her, and he didn't. She thought he was going to propose to her, and he didn't. And you know what he told her? He said, you know what? I don't even really know you, because you're always perfect around me. You never let yourself go. You never let your hair down. You never let me see the real you. You always have this front that you have. And a lot of times that's what we do. We don't let our hair down. We don't let ourselves go. We pretend. We put ourselves in a box, that box that society has, that this is what we're supposed to be and who we are, instead of being who we should be, ourselves. And that is something I'm learning myself, because I have for a long time lived my life through other people, doing what everybody else think I should do, instead of doing what was right for me. And now here I am, stepping out of the box, doing what I want to do for me. I can't live for nobody else but me. And that's something we have to learn to do. And I tell my boys, y'all got to do you. You cannot build your life off hurts and pains of what somebody else did, because you're never going to be happy. You have to move forward and live you, because whatever hurts and pains that person has, they have to deal with that. They got to suffer and go through whatever God has for them for that. But it has nothing to do with you. So you have to push on and forgive and go on. So that's what I want to say. You can't live inside a box. You can't let society tell you who you are and let people say that you're not good enough. because of that. We have to learn to just to be free and do us. That's what I'm saying, my exodus, letting go and let God take control, letting go all your hurts and pains, letting go your past, moving forward to a better future, because that's all God wants us to have is better. He doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to be depressed and not happy. He wants to love and live life, and that's what we have to do. And I'm learning that. I'm learning to really step out of the box. I ain't got all the way there yet, but I'm learning. I'm stepping out on adventures and just say, what the hell? If I don't try it, if I don't do it, I'm going to regret it. All I can do is win or lose. But I won't know unless I try. And that's what we have to do. Stepping out on faith. And just let God lead you. Because we live in an imperfect world that people are trying to be perfect in. And that's something that is never going to happen. Because there's no such thing. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage, a perfect relationship, a perfect child, a perfect husband, a perfect anything. Because we're not perfect. And we have to stop trying to live as we are. And just live. Yes, I make mistakes. Be honest with ourselves. And just say, like, yeah, I'm a cheater. I cheat. I cheat because I want to. You know how much life will be better if we just be honest about things that we do? Especially if we hurt people and we do stuff. Just say we did it. Take that L. And move forward. Life will be better. It really would be. It really would be. Just be honest with ourselves first. It's like, this is who I am. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. Take it or leave it. I have flaws. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But all I can do is try. And if you want to be with me, hey, we can make this work. If not, go on. Find that perfect person you're looking for. Or, this is a job I got. This is the best I can do. All I can do is give you what I can. But I ain't finna kill myself doing it. That's what I'm saying. We got to stop living inside the box. And stop letting people tell us that we're not good enough because of that. So, that's all I want to talk about for these little snippets. Stop living inside that box. Don't let society keep you inside the box saying this is who you're supposed to be. Because look at the world right now. It is in chaos and craziness. So maybe we need to start making a change about what life's supposed to be right now. And just live our life according to how we want to. The way God wants us to live it. And be ourselves. And not try to be what we see on TV. See how relationships are supposed to be. We're looking at these Desperate Housewives or what is it, Love and Hip Hop shows. No, that's not how relationships are supposed to be. That's not how you're supposed to treat a man and woman. And we have to teach our children that. That's not how relationships are. But that's what our children are looking at and growing up thinking that that's how we're supposed to get a man. That's how we're supposed to treat a woman. That's how we're supposed to make money and get a job, get somebody to take care of us, do this and do that, instead of getting out there working for it ourselves. We got to change the game ourselves. We got to. Because look at how our relationships are going. They're not. You're being with people, you got a side chick over here, a side man over here, husband here, fiance over there. We got to stop it. Gotta stop it. Folks want to make fast money instead of getting out there working for it, because this is what we see in society. Think it's normal. It's not. That's not what it is. It's not. So we gotta look at ourselves, as I always say in my other podcast, that man in the mirror. Gotta look at that man in the mirror and make that change and start making a difference. And be positive for other people to change. has to be a positive thing in society, of stepping out the box and making society be something positive that we want and that other people can follow. Not all the negativity that's going on now. And be role models for our children, ourselves, and not let TV and songs and all this stuff be their role model of what this is, what we're supposed to be and how the world is. No. We gotta change it. We have to change it. So I hope everyone's having a happy Saturday. And that's all I want to talk about for these little snippets. And again, I hope whatever I'm saying is helping somebody. Because that's what it's all about. Being positive, telling your truth. That's all I'm trying to do. Sharing my experiences. You know, because we all have come short. And we all have to love one another. And that's what it's all about. Love. Love. And encouraging and just doing what God say do. And whatever I can say can help somebody, I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm going to keep pushing. So, I hope everyone's have a happy Saturday. And again, don't let nobody keep you in a box. Don't let society keep you in a box. And don't let anyone tell you that you're not good enough for anything. Because, baby, we all God's children. And we're good enough for everything. So y'all have a happy Saturday, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.